Jesus Christ to see us through. Amen. He'll help us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost that He gives to us. Amen. It's precious. Amen. He'll see you through. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to say before we go to the Word of the Lord that I just want to give thanks to all of you for everything you have done for me and my family, and just helping us day by day with the things that we have been through, and helping us with your prayers, helping us with food that's been brought in. It's I've mentioned before, but it is a great blessing. It's my wife doesn't have to care so much for some of those things at the house, and she can be with me in the hospital. And I really thank you for it. There's a lot of days, 2 weeks, to take care of myself, and it's been a blessing that she could be there, and that things at the home are taken care of. So I just want to thank you for it. And, every financial gift that you have given and helped us with, I really appreciate them. I just can't express. I don't know who has done what, or I would tell you thank you personally, but I hope you are here, and I just give you a kind of a blanket thanks to all of you. I just appreciate it. Yes. Most of all, I need your prayers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Need your prayers. God's going to see us through.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And, glory to God.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give up. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to attempt to share the Word of the Lord this morning for a little bit. If you'll take your Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you thanks.
Praise God. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Come on, brother.
Praise God.
That's a praise.
Amen.
No better place.
Praise God. There's a lot of people out there in that world that needs Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Needs Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I preached this verse 5, a good while back, many months ago. It just seems like this verse has been on my heart too. Preach on it again, maybe a little different direction, some different things, but amen. I want to share out 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Just that first half of the verse. He says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know you not your own self how that Jesus Christ is in you? Except you be reprobates. First part, examine yourself whether you be in the faith, and prove your own self.
Yes.
Prove your own self. You say amen to the reading of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Here in the verse he talks about, he says, examine yourself. That just talks about taking a good look at yourself and seeing whether that you are in the faith. He also mentions in 1 Corinthians that when we give communion, chapter 11 there, Paul also talks about and mentions this, that for us to examine ourselves to see if there's anything in us that we would be taking the Lord's Supper unworthy. If a man has sin in his heart, he would be taking the Lord's Supper, the communion. He'd be taking it unworthy. Because the blood and the bread that we take, representing Christ's shedding of His blood and His body being broken for us, represents that we are delivered. It's telling us that we are delivered. We have accepted Christ. But if you have accepted Christ in your life and you're still in sin, you haven't really accepted Christ. You're not really being delivered. So you're taking the juice and you're taking the bread that represents His body and His blood. You're taking it in vain. You're taking it because you have not really been set free. And He tells us to examine ourselves, to see if we are in the right standing with God. And He tells us here that we are to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. Whether we be in the faith. We talk about it. We don't like to take tests, and we don't like to have tests, you know. But here He's telling us for us to examine ourselves, take a look at ourselves, and see if we are really in the faith. Are we really true, in other words, to what God has done and what we say that we are?
Wow.
So we need to examine ourselves to see if we are really of this truth that we talk about. How are we matching up to God's Word? Now, when we take tests at school, you know, there's one answer key. You don't have a bunch of different answer keys. You have one.
Right.
The teacher goes by that one. So when we examine ourselves, we have one answer key that we are going to go by. And that is God's Word. We're going to go by what God's Word tells us. Notice in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, you want to turn over there, familiar passage of Scripture. He tells us here, He says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and even to the dividing asunder of the soul, spirit, and of the joints, marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This is what we are going to examine ourselves by. It's this Word of God. Because the Word of God is going to get into our lives. And it is going to judge us. It is going to deal with us. It is going to get right to the problem. He says the Word of God is quick. Or in other words, it is alive. God's Word is alive. There's been a lot of men, a lot of missionaries that have just taken God's Word to other countries and preached and taught and demonstrated what God's Word says, and things happened.
Yes, indeed.
People were changed because this Word of God is alive. It is quick. He talks about it being powerful. It is something of power that God's Word, when we obey it, things will happen. Things will take place. Things are going to happen when we go by God's Word. It's a powerful Word. Amen. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces, He talks about. God's Word gets right to the heart of a man, right to the conscience of a man. And it deals with the problems that's in that man. It corrects the problems that's in that man. It stirs that man because it gets right to the root of the problem. He talks about how it divides asunder the soul and the spirit. That spirit is what we make decisions by. It's what we're thinking of. It's how what you decide if you're going to do this or you're not going to do this. And the Word of God gets right to the spirits. And it deals with us.
Amen.
And it talks and corrects us when we are wrong. And it deals with us. And also He tells about it gets to the joints and the marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts. And the intents of the heart. It knows exactly what you're going through. It knows exactly what you're thinking. The Word of God gets right to the root of the problem. Talks about getting to the joints and the marrow. A lot of diseases I had read. A lot of diseases that are beginning in the bone marrow.
Right.
And that's where the root of it is.
Amen.
It's the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants to do. He wants to get right to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
He gets right to the situation. And God's Word will deal with you. He's not just going to cover a surface, but He wants to get right to the root of your problem. And He wants to take that problem out of your life and deal with it, but you got to cope by what God's Word tells us.
Amen.
We have the bone marrow. It's something very important. It produces the things in our blood, our blood system. And how wonderful that God has created us.
Yes.
Amen. Through that bone marrow, we have our blood, and there are different things of the blood is produced. We have the white blood cells and the platelets and all the different things that are produced in the blood. And all those things have to be in perfect balance.
Right.
If they get out of whack, you're going to be sick.
Right.
That's one problem I have, is I'm producing through leukemia. My body is producing too many white blood cells. And producing them in immature white blood cells. So that overtakes the balance. It's unbalanced.
Right.
And then what happens is it overtakes the other things. Then we have the platelets that God has given us in our blood. That's what, when we cut ourselves, we clot. Mm-hmm. We make a scab, those platelets. Mm-hmm. Just imagine how wonderful we made. We cut ourselves. And all of a sudden, the part of the blood somehow sends a signal, sending the platelets to that cut.
Amen.
Clot it.
Yeah.
And stop it from bleeding.
Praise the Lord.
That's how wonderful we're made, church.
Yes.
So God has given us so much to us. I thank God for what He has provided in our health. We are not come from some kind of monkey. But God has done something for us. God has blessed us, church, with a wonderful created body. Amen. He designed it. He knew what He was doing. But that blood, that Word of God, it will get right to the root of the problem. And He'll direct us. Correct us. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Word of God will keep you balanced.
Yes, it will.
If you'll go by it, what it says,
it'll
keep you balanced. If you, it won't get too much white blood cells, if I can put it that way. Mm-hmm. But it'll keep you balanced spiritually.
Yeah. Yes.
And this part of your body will not produce too much, but it'll keep you balanced spiritually. Right. Amen. Yeah. It will go by what God's Word said.
Right.
Back in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, he talks about, he says, examine yourself. So we know we are going, what are we going to use as an answer key? What are we going to match ourselves up to? It's God's Word. And we know that God's Word will get right to the root of the problem.
Right.
Now he says, examine yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of times, we want to examine everybody else.
Yeah,
a lot of times we want to look at everybody else and what they're doing.
Right.
Paul didn't say do that.
That's right.
He said examine yourself.
Amen.
We know even Christ, he talked about the Sermon on the Mount. He talked about in Matthew chapter 7. You know that, you know, we want to try to get a splinter out of somebody's eye.
Yeah.
But we got a beam in our own.
Yeah.
And we got this beam sticking out of our eye, and we're trying to get a little splinter out of somebody's eye.
Right.
And it's not going to work that way, church.
Yes,
amen. He talks about, he tells us, what we are to do is we are to examine ourselves.
Yeah.
Paul doesn't say, don't want you to look at other people and what they're doing. I want you to examine yourself. If every person will examine themselves, everything will be okay.
Amen.
But when everybody starts examining each other, you're going to have a mess.
Right.
You're going to have a host of problems. So we are to examine ourselves is what he tells us to do. And he talks about here that it says to prove yourself. He goes in here and he says, examine yourself. And we'll be getting into that some more. Look at yourself. You say, I don't want to do that. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to do that.
Right.
Because if you examine yourself, then you can start seeing where maybe some shortcomings are.
Yes.
Where some faults are.
Man.
Where you're slacking.
Uh-huh.
So I don't like taking tests. I don't like, you know, proving myself like that. Well, one thing you'll do if you examine yourself, when you take a test and you pass it, it brings comfort.
Yeah.
That's right.
I passed the test. I know how to do this.
Right.
I know how to do this. And when you take a test and you fail, then it will show you where your lack is, where you're failing in. If you take at the end of the year a school test and you got the math, the English, and all the different subjects, and you take that test, you did great in English, but you math was a little bit slack, a little low grade. Mm. Well, you know you need to improve in the math area or whatever subject it may be.
Yeah.
So when you examine yourself spiritually and you look at yourself spiritually, you'll see the areas that you're doing great in. But it also will show you the areas that you're slacking.
Amen.
Right. And that should bring peace to you. That you know, I need to work in this area.
Yes.
I need to do better in this area. You may be slacking one area, and you may be doing good in another area, but you're bringing peace and comfort. That I know where I stand.
Amen.
I know what I'm at.
Praise the Lord, brother.
So he talks about examine yourself.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And not just look at yourselves and see where you're slack at. But then he goes farther in that and he says, prove.
Right.
Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self.
Yeah.
Prove your own self.
Come on.
This talks about you putting it to the test now.
Yeah.
Are you real in what you say you are? Or is it just a pretend?
Come on, brother.
Is it? Are you really what you say you are? Or are you putting on a show? When you want to prove something, you're going to put it to the test.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times, give you a little example, is that you know, when I cut firewood, I'll try to sharpen the chain myself. And I'll take that file and I'll sharpen them each tooth. And I think I have that thing just right. I think I've got it sharpened. I mean, every tooth is nice and shiny. Looks like I've got it right. But then I've got to go prove it.
Right.
I've got to take it out there to the wood pile. And then I've got to put that blade into that log.
That's wow. Right.
And then I'll really know
if
I sharpened it right or not.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of times. I'm getting a little better at it.
Amen.
But there's a lot of times I didn't have just the right angle when I sharpened that tooth. Didn't have it just right. I thought I had it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I went to put it to the test,
that
thing didn't cut worth a flip. It didn't do no good at all.
Come on.
Oh, well, back to the bench we're going. We're going to sharpen some more.
Come on.
And we keep working at it.
Come on.
I'm proving. I'm trying to prove
that
this blade is sharp enough.
Yeah.
And then by signs, it will look like it is sharp.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
When you look at it, I can run my finger over a little bit.
Come on.
And I can't tell no difference between the times it cut good and it didn't cut good after I sharpened it. It looked like it was sharp.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that thing ought to cut right through it like butter. But when I put it to the test, it didn't do so hot.
Oh,
he wanted to cut sideways and circle and then do all the things.
Lord.
So God is telling us, examine yourselves and prove yourselves.
That's
to see if you are genuine.
Right.
You may look like you're spiritual sharp, but are you genuine when the test comes, when the trial comes? Are you real? Are you real?
Preach. Amen. Glory.
That's what Paul is wanting us to do here.
Good.
Examine yourselves.
Praise the Lord. Praise.
Whether you be in the faith and prove.
Prove.
Prove your own self.
Right to the test.
You say, I don't want to know what the answer is going to be. You're never going to get anywhere.
That's right.
Until you prove.
Amen.
Until you put it to the test.
Amen.
And see if you've done it right. I can sharpen that blade and hang it on the wall. And I'll never know.
Right.
If it's right or not.
Right.
But until I put it to the test, I'll find out if it is really sharp or not. And that's what we got to do in life. You're going to be put to test. You're going to be, some things going to take place. You're going to have to prove to yourself that you're real.
Right.
Amen. There's a lot of things in life that we go through, a lot of things we'll face. And a lot of times, you know, we fall apart in them.
Come on.
A lot of times we can't stand under the pressure.
Come on,
yeah.
And we fail the test.
That's right.
We fail the test.
Right. Come on.
We proved ourselves to fail.
Right.
That's simple.
Oh God.
We failed.
Oh God.
So God is not wanting to tell us here, okay, you're a big failure. No, what He wants us to do is correct that.
Yes.
Right. To correct that.
Yes, that's right.
This here of proving ourselves to God is before God is not so much of how much knowledge you got of God, or how much scripture you can quote,
right,
how much theology you know of God. That's not so much what He is talking about here. But he wants to get right to your conscience. Right to your soul, right to your spirit. And he wants to know, does your conscience and what you are saying you are, does it match up with God's?
Amen.
What you say you can do and are, does it match up with God? And then when you go through that trial, you go through that test.
Right.
And then you prove, wow, I didn't think I had work. I didn't think I could.
Amen.
I thought I could do better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever took one of those tests? You thought you passed and did okay, and you come back and it wasn't so hot?
Yeah.
Or you took a test and you didn't know the answers, and you just filled in a bunch of blanks, and you got a good score. It's not going to be that way with God. God's going to know exactly what you are. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And He wants you to prove yourself. Yeah. Amen. There's a lot of things that we see, church, that proves. It puts us to the test, and we don't even really know it. We really don't even realize it.
Right.
We are proving what we really are.
Yeah.
I see a lot of times, even in our worship and stuff, that a lot of times people struggle with worshiping God and lifting their hands towards God. I believe if we are Christians and we are saints, if we have rest and peace in our soul, we should be able to worship God and thank God.
Amen.
And give praise to Him. A lot of times we have a hard time doing that. We find ourselves doing this, digging through the purse, or doing this and things. But we should be raising and giving praise to our God.
That's right.
You just prove.
Preach, bro. Come on.
You just prove what you are.
That's right.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Praise God. If you can't worship God, how? Can you say, I've been born again?
If you can
say, thank you, Jesus. Everybody will do a little difference. Everybody won't be as loud. Everybody will do a little difference.
That's right.
But if you can just sit there and say, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
How can you say, I'm born again? Notice in Psalms chapter 107. I know I'm a little slow this morning. Just bear with me.
Doing good. Preach.
Psalms 107, you ought to read the whole psalm one sometime. But I just want to give you a few verses here. Notice down in verse 16. Psalms 107, verse 16. He says, for he has broken the gates of praise, cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all matter of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distress. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions.
Yeah.
Notice verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His wonderful works to the children of men. You read that psalm, there's about four places that verse is mentioned. He says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Of men. I believe our God is not worshiped enough, church. Our God is not praised enough. You say, oh, He hasn't done much for me. If you are saved, God has done a lot for you already. He says in verse 17, He says, fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted.
Amen.
We was in sin, church. Every one of us could be in hell today.
Right.
Every one of us could be like the rich man, lifting our voice in hell this evening. But God has spared us. God has given us an opportunity. God has saved us.
Hallelujah.
We need to praise the Lord for His goodness to us.
Hallelujah.
Fools because of our transgression.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes. Man, brother.
What foolish things sin done in our lives. No, iniquity brought us under bondage. We could not free ourselves. But He sent His words and healed them.
Yeah.
That's a spiritual healing.
Right. Yeah.
He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross.
Praise God.
And healed them. Oh, that man.
Yes.
Would praise the Lord.
Amen.
For His goodness and His wonderful works to the children of men. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God's delivered us, set us free. Right there.
Right.
Now we're in bondage. If you're in bondage today, you can find that healing.
Right.
It said His word to heal you also.
Hallelujah.
If you're not in bondage and you've been set free, you ought to be able to praise God.
Right.
Not just in the house of the Lord, but you ought to be able to praise God everywhere, every day.
Amen.
You need to give thanks unto God. Yes. He's given us another day.
Right.
Another day that we've been set free.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Fools we were in iniquity.
Right.
Bondage.
Right.
And God delivered us.
Praise
and set us free.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I got saved at a fairly young age.
Glory to God.
18. God delivered and set free.
Yeah.
I was a fool in iniquity. I was in bondage. Praise God. God set us free. Amen.
Right.
And when I get the opportunity, I don't have to wait till I have a congregation.
That's right.
To praise my God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I can do it in a hospital bed. I can do it at home. I can do it riding down the road.
Amen.
I can thank God.
Right.
And God wants us to praise Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we were in bondage and He delivered us and set us free. Amen.
Amen.
That's a great thing, church.
Right.
It's a great thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. It shouldn't be hard to praise God. At the age of 13, 14, somewhere in that area, when I was growing up, we had livestock and different things. After school, a lot of times I would go down to the barn and have to do different things, working. There was a neighbor of ours that I believe I might have told some of you already, but that kind of had a bad influence on me. And his property backed up against our property. If you had to go by the road, you had to go way around several blocks and down around to get to him. But all I had to do to get to his house is walk across the pasture. And there he was. And at the age of about 14, he would come out, and he'd come out to the edge of the fence there when I was working. He'd holler over at me, and he said, "Why don't you come on over?" And I came on over several times, and then he started introducing me to alcohol. And then he'd see me out there at the barn or something, he'd holler at me, and he'd say, "Why don't you come on over?" And he'd say, he was an old man. He was born 1900. Back then, he was up in age. He said, "Come on over and have a swallow with me," is what he used to call it. "Have a shot of whiskey." So they did that quite regularly. And then, as I got a little bit older, 14, 15, 16, you know, he'd start buying it for me. I'd have me a whole fifth of liquor. And then at about the age of 16, and, you know, I enjoyed going with my buddies and doing things that we shouldn't have been doing. And God had mercy on us.
Yeah.
He had mercy on us.
Right.
But there's many times I shouldn't have been behind a wheel. But God had mercy.
Right.
I was a fool in iniquity.
Right.
Yeah. I was a fool in iniquity, church.
That's it.
Right. And by the age of 16, I got kicked out of school because we showed up drunk. And I told the teacher, I said, "We're not drunk. We're not drunk." The next thing I know, my buddy, he was throwing up all over the place. And it's kind of hard to deny it. Age 16, got kicked out of school. 17, got a job and started hanging out with those kind of guys. At age 18, started reading my Bible at night for some reason.
Praise God.
Started reading the Bible. And God convicted me. Hallelujah. And he delivered me.
Yeah.
And he set me free.
Amen.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, I was only in that bondage for 4 years. I understand some of you have been in it longer than that.
Come on, brother.
But God delivered me.
Right.
If I would have kept down that path, I'd probably be in prison right now.
Yeah.
I probably would have killed somebody drunk driving. There's no telling. But all that men would praise the Lord, church. Praise God. For what He's done to us, for us. And His goodness to us. I can't express that enough this evening. God had mercy on us. Amen. God had mercy on us. God had mercy on us, church. Delivered us and set us free. Amen. Do you have a problem praising the Lord? That's a test right there. That is a test right there. Do you struggle worshiping the Lord? For what He has done for you? Amen. Would you pass that test? If Christ, God gave you a report card right now, what would He mark on it? Would it be a good grade? Yes, we praise the Lord. I'm not talking about going through emotion. I'm not talking about going through some routine. I'm talking about from the sincere heart.
Right.
I lifted my voice to God.
Yeah.
I give Him praise.
Yeah.
Amen. For all He has done for me. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Examine yourselves. Prove yourselves. To see whether you be in the faith, church.
Yeah.
Prove your own self. When it comes to the testing, you have disappointments in life.
Come on now.
What would your grade be?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you say, oh, I can make it. I'm okay. I'm always thankful. I'm always grateful. I'm always happy. And then disappointments come.
Yeah, come on, brother, preach.
How did you grade on that? How did you prove yourself in that area?
Right.
A lot of times we fall all apart.
Right.
Disappointments are going to come in life, church.
Amen.
They're going to happen.
Amen.
What's it going to, how is it going to affect you, though?
Right.
And you have that situation and you're put to that test. What will you come out like? Amen?
Amen.
And you prove for others. I hear a lot of whining and complaining about some of the very basic and simple things in life that you shouldn't be complaining about. Amen? Or fussing about. Be thankful you got a job. Thankful you're able to work. Amen?
Praise God.
Your boss may be a tyrant. Amen? Pray to God saves them. Amen? A lot of these things, church, they're not worth complaining over. Is there really anything worth complaining over? Serving our God.
Come on.
Amen. There's been times that we've been disappointed. But how do we handle that, church? I had disappointments. You've had disappointments.
Right.
I was disappointed this last time I was in the hospital when the doctor said the chemo's not working. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I wasn't disappointed in God.
No,
I was disappointed. I went through that time of the chemo killing everything else in me.
Right.
And not what it's supposed to have killed.
Right.
But I didn't complain to God, church. God, you're still faithful. Amen.
Yes.
He's still faithful.
Yes.
Amen. And God saw us through. And God, then the doctor comes in and says, you know, the leukemia is just laughing at the chemo. It's really aggressive, really in progress. Now I started getting these boils and they're drying up, thank God, all on my face and everywhere. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
You got these boils started coming up. I said, my kids was with me, was joking around about it. I said, now I'm turning into Job. Andrew said, you can't be, you're not Job, you don't have no cattle and things like that. Praise God.
Come on, brother.
But that was a time that I was able to prove. I was put to a test. I was able to prove.
Yeah.
God, you're still faithful.
That's right.
Amen. You're going to see through.
Amen.
A lot of times, how would you prove, how would you grade yourself? Are you thankful in all things? Are you thankful in all things? Or is there a lot of whining and complaining?
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Prove yourself.
Yeah.
Prove yourself. You're putting it to the test.
Right. Yeah.
To put it to the test, you've got to go through it. You've got to face it.
Right.
To put it to the test, you've got to take that chainsaw out there to the woodpile and see if it's going to work. To put it to the test, you're going to have real live situations.
Amen.
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 This is a very simple message, but God wants us
yeah.
to prove ourselves
yeah.
and see how we come out.
Boy, brother.
Amen.
Man.
We praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Do we struggle a lot of times with prayer and seeking God? How do we prove in that area? Do we find ourselves faithful and crying out to God and talking to the Lord on a regular basis? Or do we go days, church, without talking to God? These are ways we prove ourselves.
Yes.
We say, yes, I pray. And then when the prayer means call, we're not there. I know you may have a good legitimate reason, but God wants us to get right to the heart of our lives. And He wants us not to overlook things, cover things up, sweep it under the carpets.
Right.
He wants us to examine ourselves
yeah.
and see if we're genuine. He wants to prove ourselves and see if we are going to pass this test. And a lot of times we struggle with prayer. Time of prayer, church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, this is good. This is all right.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And this is the very thing we need today.
Yes.
Is we need to prove ourselves in prayer.
Right.
God, I will be faithful to you in prayer. I will seek your face in prayer.
Hallelujah.
God, talk to us a lot of times. We get motivated. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And it lasts for a little bit and it kind of fizzles out.
Yeah.
It fizzles out. Yeah. I noticed back there on our board, our Wednesday night or our Wednesday prayer time, there was a lot of blanks on it. I don't know if we're still promoting it or not.
Yeah,
a lot of blanks back there.
Yeah,
I see six names. We say, well, I pray. I just write my name. God knows all that. But if you're not, God knows that too.
Oh, yeah,
amen. He said, are you kidding me? No, I'm trying to prove ourselves.
Right. Come on, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed in it. He said, you shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't say things like that. God wants to help us this morning, church.
Right.
Prove ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Prove ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I am faithful in prayer.
Hallelujah.
I prove it daily. I pass that test. Can you say those things?
Amen.
Or do you have struggles in this area that we get caught up in our time and everything and we get so busy that we don't have time to pray?
Right.
You just prove to yourself you're too busy.
Right.
You just prove to yourself you don't have time for God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Prove yourself.
Yeah.
Prove yourself. There's a lot of areas, church, that we can look at and go to. I believe that we need to try and prove. Yes, I am faithful in this area. Yes, I passed the test in this area.
Yeah.
A lot of times we struggle. Our brothers and our sisters. And we have conflicts and different things. Do you have a real genuine love for your brother?
Yeah.
Now I tell you what's going to happen. A conflict's going to come up.
Right.
And you're going to put it to the test.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to show and see whether how you come out.
Hallelujah.
Prove yourself in that.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Prove yourself in that area.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to examine ourselves to see whether we are really in the faith.
Yes.
Whether we're really in the faith.
Aye.
Are we really people of prayer? Do we really have the unity of the brother?
Come on.
Do we have a genuine love for the brother? These are ways we can prove ourselves.
Come on.
When we put to the test.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm telling you, if you'll take that time to pray, you'll make a change in your life.
Amen.
It will make a change in your life, church. It will make a big difference. It will help you day by day. You say, I struggle. I struggle. Each day I struggle. It seems like the temptation is there. And I don't overcome them. And I struggle and I struggle. And so it seems like God's there to help me. Are you doing what the Scripture says? Are you drawing nigh to God? As He tells us to. If you're not trying to put the effort yourself, God can't help you.
Right.
There's a warfare that's going on. There's a battle going on. And if you don't give your time to God, God can't help you.
Right.
You're trying to fight with your own carnal ways and it's not going to work. You've got to strengthen that spiritual man.
Amen.
You've got to spend that time in God's word. You've got to spend that time in prayer.
Right.
If you're going to see God help you and God take you through the situation. A little example here. I'm going to help you guys. Help me a minute. But would you stand there and look how you stand over here? The simple illustrations. Here I am. I got, I'll take this early, but I got the kingdom of darkness over here. I got the kingdom of God. Woo! And here I am. I'm in the middle. I'm in a warfare.
That's right. That's right.
Some of you that just got saved. You're in a battle. Doing nothing is not going to get you closer to God.
No, it isn't.
That's right.
Just the opposite.
Hallelujah.
Doing nothing spiritually, you're going to drift.
Right.
Towards the powers of darkness.
Right.
When I was growing up, Lost Springs in Florida, and you see the water just bubbling up. And what we did as kids, growing up, we would take inner tubes, tractor trailer tires, inner tubes, big ones or tractors, and we'd go right over the mouth of the spring, is at the river. And we'd go down and somebody would pick us up a couple hours later down the river. And we'd get on those tubes and we literally did nothing. We sat on it for about 2 hours. And we floated right down for miles down that river.
Right.
Because we did nothing.
Right.
We did nothing. And we just drifted. And that's what will happen to you spiritually.
Right, that's right.
If you do not take the time to seek God in prayer,
Lord,
and in His words,
then
you wonder why you struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You want it because you're drifting.
Right. Come on, you're drifting. Man. Come on,
you're drifting. Just keep drifting. We didn't go fast.
Amen.
We're slow.
Right.
Slow right now.
Mm-hmm.
Splash the water around, have a good time.
Yeah, come on.
Just drifting slowly. And that's what's going to happen. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do your part. You're going to have to pray. You're going to seek God.
Right.
Every day.
Yes.
Because every day is a battle.
That's right.
And if you don't, you're going to get closer to the kingdom of darkness.
Right.
And then what's going to happen next thing? Next thing you know, He's got you again.
Right.
He's captured you.
Yeah.
See, that's why Satan works. You drift to those powers of darkness.
Hallelujah.
And then the next thing you know, you're people say, I couldn't take it. I had to go back and pick up my habits. I had to go back on. Because you're slowly drifting back to this. You're slowly drifting back to this. And what happens is, you can still be coming to church on a regular basis. You can still be doing some giving and tithes, but you're not seeking God.
Come on. Right, come on.
You're not seeking God here.
Right.
Next thing you know, the temptation comes.
Yeah.
Temptation comes.
Mm.
That pornography comes.
Yeah.
And you're not able to fight it off.
Come on, brother.
You haven't sought God.
Come on.
The spiritual man is weak.
Come on.
The next thing you know, you're over here and you're doing things you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And you know, Satan just doesn't want you to sin. He wants you to get in bondage. He wants you to get you.
Yeah.
He just don't want you to sin.
Right.
He wants to put you in bondage.
Yeah.
He don't want you to just look at it. He wants you to be bound by it.
Yeah.
It's the other hand armed with full stars and needles,
right,
alcohol, and all those things. Because that's why Satan works. He's not satisfied with you sinning just a little bit.
Right.
He wants you to be bound.
Right.
By that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
If we don't seek God,
hallelujah,
you just knew God's sake. If you don't seek God on a daily basis,
hallelujah,
you're going to drift.
Right. Come
you're
on,
going to slowly drift.
Amen.
Come on.
But you don't have to do that.
Right.
You can resist the devil and draw nigh to God.
Right.
And he'll draw nigh to you.
Right.
So you need to rise up in the mornings. You need to pray.
Right.
You need to rise up and draw closer to God each day.
Right.
He can help you.
Right.
And he can deliver you.
Right.
You're honest.
Right.
And you can start drawing closer to God.
Right. Yeah.
And he'll grab a hold of you.
Right.
And he'll brace you.
Right.
There is eventually, if you stop.
Right.
Now, this is a very basic example.
Good,
but that's the way it works.
Right.
It's very, really simple.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So you wonder, is I struggle? I struggle.
Thank you, Jesus.
What are you doing in your day?
Come on.
Yeah. Are you seeking God?
Right.
Amen. What are you doing?
Are you proving yourself to be faithful to God?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
So what happens is, let's just look at your day. Everybody's different. But
come on.
I know a lot of us, we're busy. Amen?
Yeah, come on.
Everybody okay?
Yeah. Amen. Go ahead.
What happens a lot of times, we rise up in the morning.
Come on. Some of us, we can grab breakfast. We just hit the snooze button as many times as we can.
Yeah.
And then we're off to work.
Right.
Gone. Next thing you know, you got your boss who's mad at you.
Right.
How are you going to prove yourself? I ain't prayed in a long time. I'm going to blow my top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get angry.
Right.
You just proved yourself.
Yeah.
That's you are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
And then you find yourself here out today. You got all these men around you, they're cussing, doing their thing. Lunchtime comes. You could grab your Bible, but you grab your Facebook.
There you go.
Come on.
Come on.
Being mean,
you
know.
Prove it.
We're proving ourselves, church. We're proving ourselves.
Yeah.
And then, we're right back to the same temptations.
Yeah. Come on.
We struggle. And we struggle.
Come on.
And we struggle.
Come on.
Yes, I can't make it.
Come on, brother. Come on. We'll preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Prove.
That's right. What you need to be doing is when you rise up, when you hear the word of God in us,
yeah,
you're communing with our Lord.
Amen.
Right from the beginning.
Yes.
Yes. But you don't know what you're going to face.
Right.
You don't know what you're going to face that day.
Right.
Now everybody's schedule's different. Everybody's different. But sometime during that day, preferably early in the morning, you need to spend time with God.
Oh, yeah.
You got to spend some time with God.
Oh, amen.
If you don't, you're going to drift.
Right.
You're going to drift. There's been many times God's words brought comfort to me.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
God's word brought strength to me.
Yeah.
I had even when the doctor told me that the things weren't going right, I just grabbed my Bible. Because
yeah,
it brought strength.
Yeah.
It brought strength.
The word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, to hope.
Hallelujah.
So we got to see it in our schedule. Change it.
Yeah. Amen.
Make it work where you can have time.
Oh, yeah.
You can do what you want.
Come on,
brother. Amen.
Come on.
Best thing to do is prepare yourself the night before. Go to bed.
Right.
Turn the TV off.
Yeah.
Rise up in the morning.
Right.
I say I'm mad, but I'm getting getting personal. This will help. See?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, brother.
Rise up in the morning. Seek God.
Yes.
Spend that time. With God.
Amen.
So when you're put to the test that day, you proved.
Yes.
Be faithful.
That's right.
You proved. Be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
You saw God. God strengthened you.
Mm-hmm.
You saw God's word during the day. Come on. And it strengthens you.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to the Lord all day long.
Mm-hmm.
As you could. And it strengthens you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Right.
And then you'll find out these temptations don't mean anything.
Well, come on.
These temptations aren't going to have effect on me. But I've been strengthening the Lord's name.
Go ahead.
I find out many times the more you spend time in prayer, the more you spend time and you're drawing closer to God, things in this world are meaningless to you.
Right.
They become meaningless to you.
That's right.
You don't care about those things. You want God's words.
Yes.
You want to spend time in communion with the Lord.
Right.
And you want God to talk to you. Amen.
Yes.
But a lot of times, church, we do what we want to do.
That's it.
And then we wonder why we failed the test.
Oh, yeah.
We wonder why we didn't pass. I know this is very basic. He wants us to examine ourselves and prove whether you be in the faith. Are you genuine? Or are you playing the routine
rules?
You just go through the motion. God wants real.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'd like for you just to take a second this morning.
Come on. Glory to God.
I just want you to look and think a little bit.
Yeah.
How many times have you passed or failed the test?
Jesus.
How many times? How many areas? What areas can you think of it? I didn't do so hard.
Yes.
I didn't do so hard. I look back a lot of times. Things I would have done different. I failed in those areas. I corrected it.
Mm-hmm.
Corrected. I'm not going to let it happen again. I'm not going to fail that test again. No. I got God's word down on how to handle it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to handle it right now.
Yes.
There's a lot of times we can look back, church. You're going to be put through some tests.
Yes.
Some trials. Yeah. Some things. How will you come out?
Yeah.
How will you come out? Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Praise
God. God wants us to be
real. God wants us to be
right. Yeah.
True.
Genuine.
Yes, it is.
He just wants us to be real.
Right.
Just be real. You take your Bibles one more time.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Notice in the passage we read in Hebrews chapter 4. I know I didn't take these verses and get real deep with them. I just wanted to be simple. Just be real to you this morning. I want us to pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to prove to ourselves that we are
faithful.
But if you'll notice in Hebrews chapter 4, let's go down to verse 13 now. It says, neither is there any creature that is unmanifested in his sight. For all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Yeah.
We can cover up a lot of things, church. We can put our Sunday best on. Brother Woods mentioned in Sunday school, you know, we always are acting our best on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
wouldn't hear anything bad out of you right now. When you're by yourself with the world tomorrow, what are they going to hear?
Yeah.
He says there's no creature that's not manifested in His sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him who we have to do. Everything is manifested to Him. Everything is naked before Him.
Everything.
Nothing is hidden.
Nothing.
I could put on a show here Sunday morning and do something different tomorrow.
Oh, mighty God.
That's right.
And you can do the same.
Right.
But I have to see God.
He knows.
He does.
Everything.
Yes, He does.
It's naked before Him.
Yes.
This word naked here has several meanings. Several things. I can't say the Greek word. It's one of those long ones, and I could try. You probably wouldn't know if I messed it up or not. That's several definitions, several things that they used. That word referred to. One thing he talked about is naked, just strip yourself. God sees. We take our physical body off him. God sees what's in the heart.
Amen.
That word also refers to hanging up an animal and peeling its skin off. Skinning it. Like you would do a rabbit. Hang it up and pull its hide off. You see what's underneath. God sees it. Also referred to a word that they would use it when somebody was going to be executed. They would place a dagger right under its throat. When it was marching to its execution, they would tie a strap of dagger right under its throat. So in other words, it had to keep its head up. It could not look down. You ever see people when they're arrested? You know, they always got their handcuffs like this, you know, head down. Or a lot of times I've seen them throw a coat over them when they've done something really bad.
Right.
You know, so they couldn't see who it was. Well, they put that dagger under its throat so it couldn't hang its head. And it had to look people right in the eye. They couldn't, that person fixing the executioner, they couldn't hang their head. They had to look right in the eye to whoever, whatever they had done to those people. They couldn't hang their head. And that's what it's going to be when we stand before God.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to stand right before God. And He's going to reveal everything to you.
Yes, He is.
His eyes are going to pierce you.
Yes.
He is going to look. And you're tired of me. You can't turn your head. You're not going to be able to look the other way.
Come on, amen.
You put that dagger there so you could drop your head. You're going to look.
Amen.
In my eye. I could put it that way.
Yeah.
And He's going to reveal everything about us.
Right.
Nothing
yes,
hid.
Nothing.
Nothing hid. But we can examine ourselves, you know. We can examine ourselves and say, well, I'm good. I'm okay. Have you passed all the tests? Have you passed all the tests? I believe it's the same things we could work on. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him whom we have to do. Amen. We stand this afternoon.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Help me. All through grace.
Appreciate you bearing with me. I want you to examine yourself this morning. I want you to examine yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
God wants to do a work in this church. He just wants us to be real.
That's it. Amen.
Don't come up here and give God excuses.
Come on.
If you failed in an area, you say, God, I failed in this area.
Right.
I failed in this area. Whatever it may be. I love my spouse like your word says. Whatever. God, I have not been faithful in this area. I just ask you this morning just to be real for God. He already knows.
Yes, He does.
He already knows.
Amen.
And then ask Him to help you.
Yeah.
With sincerity. Amen.
Amen.
God, I failed here. But if you'll help me, I won't fail again.
Amen.
When it's time to worship, I'll worship.
Yeah.
I won't be doing something else. God, I'll spend time worshiping you and whatever it is.
Amen.
We could have went through a whole list of things today.
Teach me, Lord.
Every one of us are different.
Glory to God.
I just want us to draw nigh to God.
Amen.
He'll draw nigh to you.
Jesus.
I just want us to be real.
Jesus.
Have you been slack in your prayer time?
Jesus.
Say, God, please forgive me.
Jesus.
Forgive me.
Yes.
You don't have a desire for God's word. Say, God, please forgive me. Help me.
Yes,
God, I want to grow in you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
These are just basic, very basic, simple things. But He'll turn this church upside down. He'll turn this church upside down.
Come on, amen.
We'll just be real.
Amen, 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 amen.
I ask you to come up here and get
fresh.
I just want you to be real before God this morning. Say, God, these might be areas I'm strong in, but I have failed you in these areas. And God, when I was put to the test, when I was to be proved, I didn't do it. I failed.
Hallelujah.
Will you come and do that with me this morning? Will you come and spend some time in prayer, sincere prayer before God this morning? Praise God.
Thank you, God.